Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Mark Christman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hayes trying to get to home. Moses throws the ball into Tresh, who tags Hayes, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundrow fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grant scores. Appling moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Curtwright bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Grant reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Steve Sundra. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns is hit by the pitch. Gutteridge moves to second. Joe Haynes now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gutteridge moves to third. Burns moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurtwright. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Maltzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maltzberger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Mike Krivic. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Mark Christman. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing center field. Mike Chartak now playing first base. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 4 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maltzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.